Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine, and she must be a little bang.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My show, this business I have, is my pride and joy. I know yours is too. And our businesses are like teenagers. We always love them, but we don't always like them, right? But they're still our pride and joy. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Be sure to check out the things that Andrew Sherman has given us over the years, the wisdom, the knowledge, the experience, the facts and figures that he's helped us with as a longtime member of our Brain Trust, now more than 13 years in our Brain Trust. He's the author of Raising Capital, just now out, third edition, which you know what that means, folks. That means the first one was really good. And Andrew, congratulations again on that. We're talking about the capital markets and some of the issues that are going on out there. Andrew, thanks again for hanging out with us. You were just talking earlier about some of the landscape things that you're seeing out there across the marketplace, especially with the area of private capital, right?
Yeah, I mean, I want to focus for our listeners on things that they can do to access capital. It's interesting to talk about Wall Street and the big capital markets. But the only reason it's relevant to the small markets, in my opinion, is that as the larger markets improve, the private equity markets will mimic them, usually like a big brother or big sister, and in fact, sometimes try and do more than the big brother or big sister has done.
Right. Exactly.
So,
we need them to do that right now, don't we?
We have to, because look, if we're going to get around to economic recovery and we're going to have the kind of economic stimulus and job creation that all of our political leaders seem to want, it's going to start with small business, and small business can't run 100 laps around the track without fueling the engine, and capital is that fuel.
Well, I'll tell you something. I think that if Mr. Cordray, the new director Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, if he has his way, one of my bankers has called it commoditizing loans. If he has his way, it'll take a lot of the relationship ability out of the hands of the independent banks that do so many good things for small businesses out there. They're our partners across the country, Andrew. If Mr. Cordray has his way, it'll take a lot of those relationship options out of their hands, and more small businesses. I'm predicting that if that comes to pass, more small businesses will have to turn to equity capital rather than borrowed capital. I don't think that's going to be better for small business. I just think it's going to be something they may have to do, which comes back to what you're talking about right now.
Exactly. It's a whole other dynamic. I mean, it's one thing to have covenants and borrow money from a bank if they'll lend it to you. It's a whole other thing to have business partners and people who own your company,
yep,
and people who have the ability to tell you what to do. And a lot of small business and entrepreneurs, not to get into the psychology of it, but they're just not wired
That way.
They can live with covenants from a bank, but you start having somebody in there owning 20, 30, 40% of your company, it's just not a good fit.
That's the reason why I'm skeptical. And I think our mutual dear friend Karen Kerrigan got a little agitated at me recently when we talked about this. I'm skeptical of crowdfunding, the new law that's going to make crowdfunding go from donating money to investing money for smaller transactions, smaller companies. I'm skeptical of it, not so much because it's not a good idea. I think when small business owners realize what they're going to have to do to get it, and what they're going to have to do to live with it, I'm not sure it's going to be any kind of saving grace. What do you think?
Well, the legislation has passed. It's gone back to the House for some amendments. It'll wind up on the president's desk. Once it gets passed, which it probably will now, the SEC still has a lot of work to do in writing the regulations around it, and no one's sure whether those regulations really will be all that tenable or not. I do think that the web opens up the possibility of fraud and abuse of small investors who can't afford it. Hopefully protections and fail-safes will be in place. But What I don't want to do is see every small business in America, put a website up on Kickstarter or one of the other platforms,
right,
expecting everybody's just going to, you know, pound down their doors writing checks. It doesn't work that way. Crowdfunding's been very effective for artists and musicians,
right,
and non-for-profit causes. And if you can create enough of a following on the web that people actually want to dip into their checkbook, and you're going to give up a certain amount of equity for that, you know, time will tell whether that was really an effective strategy. I don't think it's not going to be very helpful to, you know, a larger biotech company that needs to raise money for a new drug, or, you know, an enterprise software company that needs $3 million for, you know, government contracts, customers. Those kinds of small businesses, growing businesses, are probably not going to find the platform very effective.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
but, you know, look.
Go ahead.
Time will tell. I'm in favor of things that make the pain of raising capital easier,
mm-hmm,
but I'm always skeptical as to which things will work the way that everyone envisions they will work until they actually work. That's my training as a lawyer.
My opinion on this crowdfunding thing and making it legal to actually go and approach people you don't know to invest in your company, which is the essence of what they've done here with the crowdfunding component of this law. My opinion is that as we talk about it, as people think about it, it makes a lot of people believe that, whoa, this could be the answer to my prayers. But the truth is, what's going to happen 5 years from now, we're going to see that it actually fits about 5% of the people who thought that it might fit them.
Well, also, what I want to make sure is that if people are going to raise equity on a platform like a crowdfunding platform,
mm-hmm,
that they understand what it means to have shareholders.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, there's a certain amount of training, a fiduciary duty. The book I have coming out this summer that we'll talk about.
Hold on, Andrew. That's the part that I meant about having to live with it. Quick break, 10 till, right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.